Washington, D.C. is the fifth largest immigrant destination in the U.S. and the second destination of choice for about 161,000 African immigrants. Yet, there's somewhat limited research available focusing specifically on the African community. For example, existing data collected primarily by the U.S. Census does not distinguish between Black, African American, and other. So it's challenging to extract data relevant specifically to the African population. And this limitation was the motivation behind conducting the survey.
When will the survey begin and how will it be conducted?
The survey will begin in the fall of 2015 and will conclude by the end of the year. We will design and send survey questionnaires to various African immigrant communities, businesses, professionals in the district through the assistance of Mr. Mamadou Samba, who is the director of the D.C. Mayor's Office on African Affairs. The survey will include questions related to employment, education, community involvement, housing, and so forth.
Now, these results, how will they be used to help African immigrants?
Well, the survey results will uncover evidence of economic and social contribution of the D.C. African immigrants, and it will create a new confidential and in-depth data source describing the African community. Also, the results will facilitate the work of service providers and government agencies by connecting the African community to resources available. I would also like to add that the survey results will be shared with participants, community organizations, advocacy groups, and will be available via the internet to all residents in the DC metro area.
What do you see as some of the biggest challenges that African immigrants face in Washington, DC?
The challenges that exist for African immigrants are similar to those experienced by other immigrant groups as they come and integrate into a new country and culture. These include lack of access to health, education, employment, and business opportunities. Also, there is the issue of underemployment. There are highly educated Africans not being able to find work that compensates them fairly for their skills.
And then what can Washington offer African immigrants?
I think Washington, D.C. is an immigrant-friendly city. D.C. is home to a large number of African-born immigrants representing a multitude of languages, culture, and socioeconomic background. In fact, Washington, D.C. has the only office on African affairs established at the municipal level in the U.S. This means that there is a commitment to welcome Africans, support their development, and recognize their role as active participants in the city's economic and social life.
Also, Sophia, can you tell us a little bit about the Institute for Immigration Research and really just what the whole objective of the Institute is?
Absolutely. The Institute for Immigration Research is a joint venture between George Mason University and the Immigrant Learning Center of Massachusetts. Research conducted by the Institute examines the economic impact of all immigrant groups with a focus on the economic contributions of immigrant entrepreneurs with high level of education or skills.